I'm Joe Padula.
And I'm Jared Stover.
And this is the local news you need to know. Absolutely. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good. Up early this morning.
No, absolutely. I appreciate you coming in. Nice and early.
I'm glad to be here.
Can you pull that microphone just a little closer to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got a good voice.
Right on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Old Dave's Brewhouse.
Brewhouse.
Love it. Great spot. Plenty of parking.
Good beer. Good food.
Duh. Yo, your food. I don't want to sound surprised, okay? I was expecting bar food. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not. Those wings, the dry rub.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever you're doing, don't stop.
It's not bad, right?
It's not bad. It's great. I would even argue the best dry rub wings you can get within the city of Clarksville.
They're good. We have put chicken nuggets on there as a backup. Yeah.
What?
Because the wings, apparently there's some kind of national wing shortage.
Okay,
so this is a real thing. Uh-huh. I had to look. Christy was like, oh, there's a national wing. I was like, there's a what?
I love your impression of your wife.
So, yeah. So, we have this national wing shortage. So, when the wings run out, we have chicken nuggets that are equally as delicious. So, yeah, that works out.
Breaking news. Coming soon. Wing shortage. Get them while you still can. Old Dave's Brewhouse. All right. What's up, John Doe? Good morning to you. Good morning. All right. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Boom. Absolutely. Hey, be a part of the conversation. Also, add to it. We got a lot of topics to go over and discuss what's going in and around Middle Tennessee, Clarksville, Nashville, the entire state. Like this right here. Over a year ago, we all witnessed a psychopath. Man, those kids. I look at the pictures of the kids. I still to this day, I go, man, God, what is going on, God?
It's a bad situation, Joe. You've got people out there that believe one side is, you know, the devil, and then, you know, they're, oh, we're just great. We're doing the great. No. Shooting children.
There's a mental illness going on out there.
It's 100% a mental illness.
So this, the covenant documents, the hearing, it starts this week. So should the manifesto be released? Let us know in the comments. Let's cover what the news is covering as we audit the media. Oh, what's up? What's up, Joe Quinters? It's tough to see with the blue names, but the chat's back up, by the way. I fixed that. Thank you, YouTube. All right, here's News Channel 5.
Big question, will the Covenant school shooter's writings be made public or will they stay hidden? Today could decide the fate of the school shooter's writings as teams of lawyers will be in court arguing both sides. No witnesses, no jury, just lawyers making legal arguments before the judge about the drama over the hundreds of pages of journals written by the Covenant shooter and whether or not they need to be released to the public. The plaintiffs are asking to release the shooter's writings, citing the Tennessee Public Records Act, but Covenant parents say releasing them could inspire future school shootings and would re-traumatize students. The Chancery Court judge will hear arguments.
Here's what I had about the media. All right, even local media, this is corporate media, all right? So this broadcaster, and I like him, he's a good broadcaster, he just gave reasons why they shouldn't be released. Notice he didn't give any reasons why they should be. It's these little subtle things that you got to pick up on, that you got to understand.
It's about the drama over the hundreds of pages of journals written by the Covenant shooter, and whether or not they need to be released to the public. The plaintiffs are asking to release the shooter's writings, citing the Tennessee Public Records Act, but Covenant parents say releasing them could inspire future school shootings and would re-traumatize students. The Chancery Court judge will hear arguments and decide, but it is possible the judge's decision may not be the final say-so. Our legal analyst, Nick Leonardo, says filings in probate court may give a hint at something else in play. The parents of the Covenant school shooter, they have transferred all rights through the shooter's writing.
Transferred. Would you say that they were transparent?
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Get it? Sorry. Okay.
I'm not understanding. They should all be released. I mean, because obviously our our lovely local government is probably not that transparent at all, probably about as transparent as the wall over there. So why not? I mean, what they don't want to make this small little sliver of a faction of our society unhappy.
I hear tell from a couple buddies of mine in the TBI, I won't reveal their gender because they never identified it to me, but in this manifesto, you're going to see a common phrase, and it goes along with other manifestos that have been collected across this country, where they want to kill future, how was it worded? I don't want to, pretty much kill future fascists, Christian kids.
Future fascists. Do they understand what the definition of fascism is?
No.
Is that literally exactly what that side of our society is doing is literal fascism.
Government, corporation, working together.
Of course, or the news media, because, I mean, we already have state-run media.
State-run.
It's already state-run
absolutely
media in this country, state-run media.
We saw that with the Twitter files.
Of course. Twitter files, Russiagate, all that stuff. I mean, okay, God love them. Sometimes I wish if we could have took Trump's phone away, it could have been great, okay? Because Twitter in the middle of the night when you're going to the bathroom, not a good idea.
Excuse me, Jared, okay? I'm just saying, all right? The tweets were calculated, all right? made them fear. Okay, I gotta go.
It definitely made them fear. The fear, I mean, but fear is what the media thrives on. I mean,
yeah.
Thrive on it.
It's all right. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this coming election. Back to the News Channel 5.
Covenant School shooter. They have transferred all rights through the shooter's writing to the Covenant victims.
Let's say that the owners trademarked, copyright, put some kind of a federal stamp on it.
Leonardo says if something like that were to happen, the copyrighted personal property would not be made public, but simply be returned to the owner control. And that could turn out to be one of possibly many surprises that emerged during the hearing. The hearing begins at 10 o'clock this morning. We have you covered. You can watch it live on News Channel 5's Facebook page for all the latest updates. Reporting outside the Metro Courthouse, Tony Sloan, News Channel 5.
Would releasing be a step in preventing?
Would it be a step in preventing? I would say... It's not going to be a step. I mean, we have to prevent it by obviously identifying these individuals that they want to keep hidden. I mean, because, I mean, these people are around us already. They just don't want to – the police don't want to do anything, or they can't because, you know, of the local establishment, whatever, or the national establishments, those kind of things. Releasing it would be an insight into what's going on with – that part of our society. This is what they're thinking, because, I mean, and in the end, we need to understand that thought process so that way we can address it, because it's a mental illness, Joe. It's definitely a mental illness. I mean, when people think they can do that, and then we want to attack children, we want to attack the weakest part of our society, which causes the most pain. And they don't want us to understand how that works so we can identify it and stop it.
And they want to attack faith.
Faith. Of course, they want to attack faith, because what happens? Faith is not just about the whole Jesus thing. It's about morality, okay? Morals.
Which comes from religion.
Comes from religion, okay? And you have Catholic, Christian, Baptist, whatever you want to say, but it brings morality with you, okay? So you have a moral center, an idea that, hey, I don't need to do this because it's a bad idea. That's what they're trying to remove. The ability for us to have moral values.
Yeah, and I find it very narcissistic.
Extremely.
If you want to be called something, all right, which I don't agree with, and you demand me to call you it, all right, let's make a deal, okay? Because it can't just be a one-way street. It just can't be your demand.
No.
Let's make a deal. Okay, you want me to call you she or he or whatever, okay, fine. I'll do that if you vote for Trump.
Sure.
Let's bargain.
But Trump's the devil.
Excuse me?
Trump's the devil.
Fake
can't
news.
Vote for the devil.
Fake news.
All day long. I mean, I voted for him twice. I understand.
I voted for him four times. Yeah.
I'm sure there are people out there that may have. But
yeah. I did. I got illegal aliens. And I took their votes.
Oh, God.
This day, we don't know why Audrey Hale decided to go into the Covenant school shooting and kill so many people. And today is a critical day in the fight by some to see the writings of the Covenant school shooter, see if there's evidence there. A judge is set to hear arguments for and against that release.
Tim Early.
Taxi Pitch is live outside the Metro Historic Courthouse downtown to set up this pivotal day for us.
Well, Neil, what's set to unfold over the next few days is what's called a show cause hearing. That means there's no witnesses and no testimony. Rather, each plaintiff will have the opportunity to present their respective arguments.
Red's not her color, by the way. I've seen her in other dresses. Red's not, I like her in yellow. She does better in yellow.
Yellows, it would be nice.
Just an observation. Back to the story.
The defendant will be able to respond and cross-examine all before a judge. In this case, Davidson County Chancellor Aisha Miles will decide if the writings of Audrey Hale should be made public.
What happened to you,
kid?
What
Hale left behind 20 journals, a suicide note, and a memoir. Media outlets, gun rights groups, and State Senator Todd Gardenhire requested Hale's writings and were denied under the Tennessee Public Records Act. They feel that information could help experts better understand what was in Hale's mind at the time and how something like...
Did you see the stock footage picture they used?
Of course. It's like us using the high school photo of the guy that goes out and gets shot by all the police.
Yeah.
Right, you know? He's such a great kid. I bet. Yeah.
Look at this stock footage photo that they use of this like girl in some type of agony on the bus. Media sucks. I went to school.
Genius.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting, okay? They were training us to be actors. Actors. They wanted us to change our voices, the whole bit.
Of course.
Me and a couple other guys in the class, we're like, no, we're not doing any of that nonsense.
Of course.
Right. Crazy.
Dan, what was in Hale's mind at the time and how something like this can be stopped in the future? Metro Police argue they don't have to turn over the documents because there is a pending criminal investigation. Covenant school parents want to stop the release of these writings, too.
How long is this investigation? This is now a year and a month and a half.
See, the feds...
A year and a month.
They had the feds come in. I mean, they already know what happened.
Oh,
they know everything.
Absolutely.
They've already known. They're just trying to keep that class protected.
You think it's the feds?
Of course.
Yeah.
They've got them under thumb. I mean, the TBI... I mean, because we have a mutual friend that works for the FBI.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Things that he has said, I'm like, look, the FBI guys, they got some that'll go along with it and some that won't. So, I mean, you know, what do we do? We're at the point to where we have to decide which side you're going to be on these things. I mean, this is horrible. I mean, it's bad.
Saying they could be traumatizing to victims and could also inspire future bad actors. Now, it's not clear yet if the chancellor will make a ruling at the end of the hearing, but we'll continue to have live coverage throughout the day today and throughout the rest of the hearing.
Then how come these other manifestos get released on day one?
Oh, of course, because it's the crazy white guy.
Yeah.
It's the crazy white guy.
Right.
That's right. It's crazy white guy. Not.
Well, this is a crazy white girl that identifies as a guy or identified as a guy.
It's identified as a guy. I identify as a sheep or as a, you know, a dragon.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that doesn't mean that I am.
So, Jordan, what's up, Jordan? Jordan writes in the comments. And I recommend to write short comments just so they pop up so they could be seen on the screen in full. In reality, to prevent future mass shootings, I think we all know that possible answer. Gun control, that falls under the Second Amendment. However, if gun enthusiasts want to argue it was to be armed and ready to bear arms if fighting landed in your front yard or you joined the cause, hence, right to bear arms. That right has led to where we are now. As a side joke, if gun enthusiasts want to bear arms, they should bear arms the weapons they had then, muskets and muzzle-loading rifles. You know, Jordan, I appreciate it. I totally disagree with you, but I'm glad you're here for the conversation. The bad guys aren't going to stick to muzzles and self-loading rifles. I'm sorry. It's just not the part here. And that's why in the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms didn't say the right to bear muzzles, the right to bear muskets, the right to bear arms, protection. And the ones who take out these psychopath shooters, always taken out with one thing, Jared. What is that one thing?
AR-15.
A gun.
A gun.
They get taken out with a gun.
Not a muzzle loader. I mean,
no.
This is always one of the. This is a big liberal talking point here with this gun thing. It's to defend against a tyrannical government.
Uh-huh.
When the government has decided they are going to infringe upon your freedoms and your rights.
Yeah.
It's not, let's go back to muzzle loaders. If we want to do that, let's go all the way back and we'll take away women's right to vote. Okay. So if you want to interpret the Constitution your way, you can't have it that way. They made it to where it would change as time went on. Obviously, they wouldn't think we had laser guns or something like that. So, I mean, why not? Why should we bend because it's never going to work? I mean, they had mass stabbing the other day, a mass stabbing. And you see how good that
goes. Assault knife.
That's right. A gigantic kids dying from knives. I mean, you're talking about trying to change society. It's human nature. We are not a very steady animal, okay? So, I mean, we're going to stab each other. We'll have mass clubbings, all right? They'll start beating each other with baseball bats.
The founding fathers, they also knew of the progression of technology. They've seen it. They've seen the writings of how archaic guns used to be.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden they have this new technology where it's almost like a howitzer. And, oh, my God, this is amazing. They knew that technology was going to increase.
Sure.
These were intelligent people and God-fearing.
Of course, but that's a good point. I want to make that point, Joe. When we talk about the numbers, okay, so if you talk about we've had 50, we'll just say 50,000 people die by a firearm or something like that, and it's nowhere near that high, okay, because they try to rule suicide into that.
Suicide is the majority cause of gun violence.
Suicide.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're looking at 320 plus million people in the United States. So let's talk of breaking down a percentage. The percentages don't show that we are just a dangerous society. Is it an armed society? Is a polite society, okay? Because they want to say, hey, no, we'll take your guns away, but people breaking into your house. Look at California. I mean, it's literally a nightmare, okay? Or you want to talk about Canada. We'll talk about socialism for a minute. Canada, I mean, they just say, hey, let the guy break into your house. Let him break into your house and just let him get what he wants and he'll go away.
Hmm.
One of their, I guess it's parliamentarians or something, because it's weird up there, said that. I'm like, wow, really? Just, wow. Just let them have what they want. I mean,
right.
That's what we're doing now. This is what America wants.
Huh? The stats also, so they lump in, the number one cause of child death is now gun violence. That's when they started adding in 18 and 19 year olds to children, and neglected to remind everyone that the 18 and 19 year olds, and this is all stats, are coming from the inner cities, and it's gang violence.
Of course.
And the mass shootings are your handheld guns amongst gangs, rivals, whatever.
Sure.
That's the majority of your children shootings. It's not the accidental, which is so unfortunate. I'm huge on gun safety. You know, use your weapon properly, train with your weapon properly, teach others how powerful this weapon can be, especially women. They call it the great equalizer for a reason.
Of course.
Right. But hey, Jordan, I appreciate you being a part of the conversation. Absolutely. Whether I agree with you or not. Back to WKRN. I think she's about to close out with her red dress.
Live in downtown Nashville, yes. Jaxie Pigeon, News 2.
Yeah, she's. I like her in yellow better. No offense, Jaxie Pigeon. Yeah, the Covenant Documents hearing start this week. Should the manifesto be released? Let us know. Let us know why. Let us know why not. And we'll continue this conversation throughout the show today. I appreciate it. Let's see. We got John Doe. John Doe in the comments. There was just a massive stab in Justin. And are they gonna ban all knives now? What's next? Cars, alcohol for all drunk driving deaths? All great points and discussion. But that's what I love. I love having a discussion about this. And not just to talk, but hopefully to come up with a solution eventually. But yeah, in my opinion, taking away my rights to make you feel safer. I'm sorry. It's just not a thing.
No.
Oof. Hey, make sure to hit like. Do it now. Please, do it. If you're on the phone, you can see it like fly up or whatever. Don't forget to subscribe to the channels. And keep the comments coming. Definitely be a part of this conversation. Hey, real quick, waterdogs@scuba.com. Ever go scuba diving?
Yes, once.
We got to go. Let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Water Dogs is going to, veteran-owned. They're going to the Gulf of Mexico. All right, so the...
Nice.
Yeah, they got this... So when warships get decommissioned, you know, they take out whatever they need to take out, and then they lay it out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico so it can start building this coral barriers and coral reefs. It's pretty cool. So they're going to be scuba diving in and out of these sunken warships in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, it's 3 days in the Gulf, lodging, charter, air, 2 days of boat diving, $649. I have to let you know, though, air is the air in your tanks. It's not airfare. Right, right. But, hey, that's more important. You need that. You need that. It's very important. Ah, yes. Ah, Samurai Sun. What, huh? Waterdogs-scuba.com. All right, here we go. Oh, boy, this story. The Laverne police. Over a year ago. You remember this one, Jared?
Oh, of course. This is national news for our lovely...
This was so national news because Laverne was doing some type of team building training, okay? Allegedly.
Training.
Yeah. So
that's what they say.
This one right here, the female officer, well, allegedly was having good times. And hey, what you do on your own time, good for you. But when it's in the gym and the offices of the police station, publicly funded police station, there's an issue.
You know, yeah.
And to be honest with you, cohesion is going to be diminished once you start the drama stuff. And the house parties and the swapping. And her poor husband, who worked for another law enforcement agency somewhere in the county out there, kind of wanted her to stop, but... wanted her to be happy also. I don't know. I would have put it in. I would have ended the relationship. I would have, like, we're done, honey.
And from what I understood, he was into one of these. They were poly, or however you want to talk about that these days.
Yeah.
A polyamorous thing.
Yeah.
And then it turned into swinging, and it turned into bad.
It's going to turn into drama.
I mean, you're talking. I mean, you can't do something like that at work. If you want to do it at home, whatever you do behind your closed doors is your business. But if you're doing this at work, and I mean, those kind of relationships, I mean, that changes things. I mean, it's like on the battlefield, Joe. I mean, you understand. I mean, you can't have a relationship with somebody that's on your team and your squad and your platoon because it would change how you could react.
It's called fraternizing for a reason.
Under fire.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, it's a real thing.
Here's what went down. All right, here's a little recap. Let's take a look. WKRN News 2.
A police chief and five officers fired. Earlier this year, we learned of a sex scandal within the Laverne Police Department. This after an audio recording of the former police chief came to light. News 2's Haley Wilgus takes a look back at the investigation
and how the department
plans to
move forward. Oh, I love me some Haley Wilgus. She's
one of my favorite
reporters. For the lack of better terms, is a sex scandal going on in this police department.
Those words from former chief of the Laverne Police Department, Chip Davis, during a third-party investigation into the scandal that came to light in January. Immediately, five officers were fired for allegedly having sex on duty, sending nude photos of each other, not disclosing their relationships, and lying during
it. You know how it all got exposed? One guy was being left out. I'm not exactly sure which guy, but he got a little jelly.
Salty.
Yeah, salty.
Salty.
So, when you get a little salty, I'll show them, allegedly.
I mean, it's Four's Company right there, Joe. I mean, Four's Company. How about a little bit of self-pride, maybe? You know,
she's such a tiny girl, too.
Oh, God.
An HR investigation. A month later, Davis was fired after that third-party investigation
found he was aware
of the sex scandal, but failed to report it and may have encouraged the behavior.
What?
The investigation revealed a sergeant sent nude photos of other officers to the chief via text message.
Salty.
And Davis divulged there was sexual misconduct within the department in the past.
Well, the first time wasn't really on my watch. I just had to end it with the first scandal on sex shift. Then this scandal is on my watch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm supposed to be looking and seeing what's going on, and I don't know about this. And then I come here, and it's there.
What a classy chief, huh? How classy is this chief?
Well, yeah, hey,
Does he? I'm assuming he doesn't know he's being recorded.
He's got to know he's being recorded. Right? I mean, that would be pretty naive of him to not think that he was going to be recorded. I mean,
yeah. And it's a pretty clear recording.
Sure. I mean, he knew what was going on. I mean, that was the thing. That's why he resigned, because, I mean, he knew what was up. Why wouldn't you?
John Doe asked a good question. Did she like the caboose entry? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Was it a round trip or a single entry pass? I don't know how she traveled.
Sex ring or whatever. Yeah. On second shift.
I still trust our police department. We've had some people make some very poor decisions.
That's another thing, too. Okay, say you're in Laverne, you get pulled over. No matter what cop you are, you had nothing to do with this, you were involved with this, it doesn't matter. I get pulled over in Laverne, I'm like, yo, you guys are a joke. They lose credibility.
Of course, because they're doing the wrong thing. I mean, you'd have to fire everybody and then start over again.
Wow.
And, I mean, even then, you have to look at who are these people that are policing us, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but they can't even take care of what they're doing in their own house.
See, don't get me wrong. I love cops. Good cops.
Good cops.
I love good cops. It's when situations like this arise, man, it is not good, because we need good law enforcement. This is not good procedures that will not lead to good law enforcement.
Not
but
in the least.
As a whole, that isn't our entire force. And we're committed to making sure that our policemen and women are trained appropriately.
The mayor of Laverne, Jason Cole, took heat for promoting Davis to chief because he let him skip two levels of command to lead the department. Touting transparency, Cole and the city held community meetings to ask residents what is important to them in finding a new chief. They also hired a recruiting company to conduct a nationwide search. Meanwhile, Laverne PD asked the state to decertify four of the five officers who were fired. If the peace officer Standard and Training Commission votes to decertify, the officers would never be allowed to work in law enforcement in Tennessee. Davis is now up for possible decertification as well.
There's no way to put makeup on it to cover it up. There is no cover up. This is a healing process, both for our community and for our police department and our city as a whole.
February 27th, former officer Megan Hall filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city, two former sergeants, and the former chief.
Yeah, she sued the city.
The suit accuses the supervisors of grooming Hall for sexual exploitation.
Wow.
It states Sergeant Lewis Powell forced Hall into sex acts, sometimes by physically holding her down and recording her without her consent.
You know,
it's a little late.
A little late in the game.
A little late to have any trust on that point, though, with that accusation.
Super shady with that kind of stuff. I mean, you're making an accusation, an unfounded accusation.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody knew what you were doing. They fired everybody.
Allegedly.
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 There's no transparency going on, but to me, you know, those kind of things.
I love it.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I hear you, though. We saw the messages. We saw what was released.
The lawsuit says the alleged abuse was
round
so
trip.
Bad she tried to take her own life.
I don't get it.
The date for her federal trial.
See, that's
trial,
the thing, too. I don't like that talk.
She tried to take her own life.
Listen,
the date
kid,
for her.
That's not the answer. That's not the answer. You're in a bad situation. The best way to get out of it. Jesus.
Face the music.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Federal trial is set for March of 2025. In April, Powell countersued Hall for defamation. He claims all of their sexual encounters were consensual and Hall initiated the relationship.
Oh.
Powell just filed another lawsuit this month against the city of Laverne, the mayor, HR director, and the former chief. The lawsuit claims Powell was given unfair treatment based on his race and that the chief ordered him to lie during the investigation.
Oh.
As legal matters trudge on, the police department is starting a new chapter. Former Milwaukee police captain Christopher Mays was hired as chief. He took the reins.
You know why, right? They hired this guy? Because he's not getting laid by anybody.
No. Probably not.
And they're like, listen, this is the best bet. We need him.
Was hired as chief. He took the reins in September.
When it came to the scandal, I think it was unfortunate. It's something that we have to learn from.
Would you take the job? Say you're a cop somewhere. Laverne calls you up. Hey, Officer Stover, We need a police chief.
So the booming metropolis of Laverne, I mean, that's the most press that their city ever got.
Yeah.
Ever, okay? There's like it's a one-stop light kind of town. Let's go to Laverne. No, nobody say, let's trip to Laverne. No. And they have to have this guy come in from Milwaukee. How about, you know, if you just did the right thing, you find Joe Bob, who lives down the street, that know this town for years, and maybe things would get better.
Jordan, in the comments, would you be the police chief of Laverne? I don't know if I would take this gig. This guy coming from Milwaukee.
I mean, you always want to bring somebody in that's doing it from inside, somebody from the city, somebody that knows, like, if you haven't got a GPS to go to a call, you know, that's what you want. You want somebody that knows the area.
If I was high up in Milwaukee, though, I would take this gig. No doubt about it. Milwaukee is turning into a poop hole. It really is.
Yeah, but how much they got to pay this guy to come from Milwaukee? That's a pretty good sized town, though, Joe. You know, the Milwaukee. It's not New York or you know, Jersey.
But the winners down here are much better. Good for this guy. I hope he does well.
This is a fact, Joe. This is a fact.
Tennessee, but come on down, y'all.
Important is that we are focused.
Just
on
remember why you're coming down, y'all.
Forward, that we are declaring a new value statement. That we are identifying a new mission.
The city of Laverne denied our request this month for an interview to update us on how the department has progressed under Mays's leadership. He told News 2 shortly after he was hired, his priorities include tactical and leadership training for officers.
He's doing it all wrong. He should have media doing ride-alongs with everybody, all right? Doing friggin' bake sales for the Girl Scouts or something every day.
Trying to make the community more.
Absolutely. Whoever's running their PR or PAO, I got to go talk to them. They're doing this all wrong.
And repairing the department.
Because anytime we think of Laverne now, what do we think of? That song, Come On, Ride the Train, and ride it. Oh. Every time. That's playing in my head now.
Oh, Joe, it was all bad. There's nothing pretty about that, baby.
It's reputation.
The people of Laverne have a police department that they can be proud of. Have there been mistakes in the past? Yes. We're moving forward.
Maria, good point about the Uvalde.
Are dedicated to this community, and I'm proud to be their next police chief.
Haley Wilgus, News 2.
The only problem with that story is they didn't show Haley Wilgus. She's like the Cindy Crawford of Nashville. Right. But the Laverne police sergeant claims allegations are all false.
You're going to get your day in court. That's going to be it. You'll get your day in court, and I mean, if
March 2005, though.
If she defamation online is a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, DJT himself got hemmed up in some of that. So, I mean, you know, it's a real thing. So, if you say something about somebody online it's a lie, I mean, you're open to get sued and get to lose some money.
Let's take a look at what the sergeant has to say, or the former sergeant.
Former sergeant.
Well, it rocked the quiet Laverne community, a wide-ranging sex scandal inside the police department.
Real quick, I'm sorry for pausing. I don't understand what's going on with current women's fashion. They love dressing up like couch patterns from the 80s.
It's very springtime.
That's what they're doing.
Springtime.
It reminds me of, like, my grandma's couch. It just does. Haley, you're better than this.
Something very 80s.
Yes. And they're also bringing back shoulder pads. She's not wearing them right now, but they're bringing back shoulder pads.
Huh. That's a thing now, huh?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, I'm iffy on it. It reminds me of Delta Burke.
It's we go in a circle, Joe. Society. Mm-hmm. Circle. Mm-hmm. Society.
Multiple officers were fired, including...
And this guy reminds me of Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke from Night at the Museum when he was the bad security guard. Yeah. So that's where I'm at with this. She does look good, though. Cindy Crawford of Nashville.
The former police chief.
But one of those officers now says he was only fired out of retaliation. Only on News 2, My Owen sits down with former Sergeant Ty McGowan to discuss the scandal and those allegations against him.
What it
Listen,
is.
You don't even have to type in sex scandal. All you have to do is type in Laverne, and it pops all up in the Google search.
This is a lot of people have heard a story. It's only a quarter of the story.
Tonight, one of the sergeants named in a sex scandal investigation.
I can't stand her voice. This is what they try to teach us in broadcasting school, to use voices like this. It's the worst. It ruins from getting the message out.
at the Laverne Police Department agreed to his first sit-down interview to answer our questions.
This interview and everything is, no, we're going to fight back. It's time to come out of hiding. I'm not in hiding.
Sergeant Henry Ty McGowan, one of the five officers fired after a city investigation. Three more were suspended. But how did this all start?
You can ask any internal affairs investigator. You do not release that information. You do not. You release the information necessary to make your point.
Yeah, fake
a 20-page report would reveal every little detail,
nice,
describing coworkers having sex with each other, new text messages being sent, and at the center of it all, the only female officer listed in the investigation, former police officer Megan Hall. But when did she and McGowan first meet?
Uh-oh.
I was in charge of the PT test to get qualifications,
physical training
to become a police officer.
McGowan says it's the physical fitness test everyone has to pass.
I remember I was, you know, we were doing the PT test, and when we were doing the sit-ups, right, you know, someone holds your ankles or feet, right, and you hold their ankles and feet. I got paired up with a girl, and she's banging out these sit-ups, and she rips this huge fart, and I lost count. And I think she failed because I lost count because it was like a juicy one.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. It was wet. It was a wet fart.
It's horrible.
I know. I felt bad for her. So I think I may have lied, which is wrong, but I think I gave her more than she deserved.
Maybe you should have gave her some extra for, you know, the intestinal fortitude. Yeah.
She laughed, too. She laughed, and she's trying to still do them, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, blowing you a kiss, the one you don't want, though.
Then she's trying to say sorry while doing push-ups, and it's tough to talk. Sit-ups, right.
He claims he often offered to train people. When he first approached former Officer Hall, she initially turned down his help. But McGowan claims after
Jordan,
she failed
a good
the
point
first
too.
Time,
why didn't
she
he,
reached back out.
Yes, we did.
That is a good question. Why didn't he stand up and say it was false back then? Now it's more than a year later. It's a fair question.
Form a bond. Everybody, pretty much, everybody that I've trained in the past.
So how did a simple favor turn into being listed in a sex scandal investigation?
That's a good question. I really don't have the answer to that, but it did transition to, hey, look at me. Not interested. Sorry. Not interested, but I'll play along.
Did you ever have sex with former Officer Hall?
No.
Did you ever receive nudes?
I received a lot of nudes, a lot of videos from her.
From her?
Yes.
Were they solicited?
But he's saying he never had the intercourse with her.
Come on. If you did it, own it.
Let's see. I did body language training in the Army. I don't know. Let's see.
Former officer.
No.
Did you ever receive nudes?
I received a lot of nudes, a lot of videos from her.
From her?
Yes.
Were they solicited?
Solicited, never. I never engaged in a conversation.
So here's the thing, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't solicited and you were going to pretend to be her superior,
yeah,
you know, her sergeant, why didn't you say, hey, stop now?
Absolutely.
Or we're going to, I'm going to take it higher.
That's right.
We're going to internal affairs, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Get you in some trouble and maybe get you fired. But that's not what happened.
No. This guy is a poor leader because, you know, He had the Sergeant Chirons on, you know. This guy should have been, say it's the military, say it was our unit, say there's a private within your squad, okay?
Sure.
Same situation. That sergeant gets a text message. Nope. You're absolutely right, Jared. Nope. This ends right now.
Today.
Right.
Today.
Because it will ruin this cohesion and could get us killed. For us, it would be on the battlefield. For them, it would be on the streets.
Sure.
Right.
Got to stop that.
Right. Justin goes, he liked it. That's why. Could be.
Of course.
Could be.
And with her.
You know, maybe he likes some pork. White meat.
White meat. There you go.
Initially, I never initiated a conversation with her ever. Ever.
Oh, the detector test.
Yes.
This was unsolicited. Hey, do you want, how do you like this?
Investigators
wrote
they found no visual evidence
man.
McGowan ever engaged in those text messages.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I'm fired. Why was my name at the first of that?
Now, a year later, McGowan has filed a lawsuit demanding $1 million in damages, claiming he was terminated because of his race and was fired in retaliation. Oh.
Wait, the police chief was black. Okay, all right.
But that's not where McGowan's story ends. Sexual harassment isn't the only reason he was fired.
Tomorrow night, we ask him about
the allegations that he placed his hands around the neck of a coworker. I reached out to the city asking for an interview or comment regarding McGowan's accusations. The city tells me they cannot comment on pending litigation.
You know, it'd be cool if she closed out this segment. And then after the interview, we banged. This is so-and-so reporting from... That'd be great.
With her Howard Cosell voice?
Yeah.
So reached out to Megan Hall's attorney for comment. We have not heard back.
Okay, there you go. So there's the latest in the Laverne police scandal, where the sergeant says he never had sex, and he was fired because of racism.
Of course.
$1 million he wants.
Of course.
There it is. Always follow the money.
Of course. It's always something like that, right? These days.
But hey, if he is telling the truth and he is innocent, would $1 million still be worth it? Because if he gets decertified, he can't get hired in Tennessee. His income, he's going to have to go do something else. Probably security, more security.
$1 million in this economy? I mean, you know, and where he lives at, I mean, you know, right. Of course in Nashville, I mean, you're not really getting a nice house so.
That is a low ball number.
Yeah, it's a low number, too.
Interesting. That's interesting. You think he should start an OnlyFans?
I would probably say that was going to be more beneficial to him.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of money in that these days. But, I mean, that's when we go back to the moral center of our society right now, which is lacking severely.
You know, who was that? Oh, Christina. Christina Ann goes, I thought there were text messages to prove her case on them. And I guess we're going to find that out in the courtroom. Because after everything was reported, everyone started going, he said, she said. Yeah. Stay tuned. What's up, y'all? Yeah, Christina Ann. All right. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do so now. Keep the comments coming. Be a part of this conversation. Add to it. Take away from it. Whatever. Ah, yes, Wicked Good Trivia. Have you ever been to Wicked Good Sandwiches?
I have not.
It's pretty good. They got these southern fried avocado bites. I'm usually not an avocado guy, but for some reason, these avocado bites, yeah, they worked out good. Yeah, go check them out. 605 Cumberland Drive, downtown Clarksville. Also, they deliver. Yep. All right, here we go. Next up, what do we got? I think we're looking... this is unfortunate. They got this Tennessee State University star who was killed in a hit and run. Yeah, this guy was a beast. But I think he actually pushed a lady out of the way and took the hit instead of her. Let's take a look at this story real quick. Here's WKRN.
The Nashville community remembering beloved TSU football player Chazon Page, the college senior crossing Gallatin Pike early Sunday morning when a driver hit and killed him. Police are still looking for the suspect. But before Page ever got to TSU, he was a star athlete at Lipscomb Academy. News 2's Nikki McGee has more from one of his high school coaches.
Uh-oh, Nikki McGee, she's another one with the voice. And I like Nikki McGee, all right? Tiny little girl, I like Nikki McGee, but she does the voice thing too. And could you imagine being that scumbag to hit somebody, kill them, and leave the site?
It takes all kinds, yeah. Yeah.
Truth.
On the legacy he leaves behind.
No matter what I was going through or any coach was going through, the minute Chazon smiled, you just understood the type of kid that he was.
Lipscomb Academy head football coach Jamie Graham never imagined when he met Rico Page while growing up in Nashville that decades later he'd be coaching his son, Chazon. And it's an experience Graham calls a privilege.
Even if you met him for 2 seconds or if you've known him for 20 years, no matter what it was, you were able to understand the type of person that Chazon was. And it's good because his legacy is much bigger than football. It has nothing to do with football.
But unfortunately, the now TSU offensive lineman's life was cut short Sunday morning. Metro Police say Chazon was crossing Gallatin Pike when he was hit and killed by a driver.
Damn.
As timing would have it, Graham, who just returned to Lipscomb Academy's football staff, recalls talking with coaches a few weeks ago, looking to design murals with some of their most iconic alumni.
I was like, man, there are some guys that are very, very important to this program. And so the first thing I called Patrick Carpenter, I was like, Patrick, we have to get Chazon on one of these pictures.
Now, as of last week, Chazon's photo is featured in their training facility.
It means even more now because there was a reason why I didn't call him. I didn't call him because I wanted to surprise him in person because I knew he would be working out over here with King Dunlap downstairs. And I was just like, man, I'm going to grab him. And I'm going to show him his picture and show him that he's on the wall. And so, you know, it hurts a lot, actually, because I'm not able to show him.
But it's a reminder Graham will now pass every day.
Chazon was the ultimate competitor. He was working towards something that was positive, working towards something that was going to better his life. I think he had a chance of going to the NFL. I think he had a chance of being a professional in whatever he did. And so it's very sad to know that he's not able to live out his dream. But he touched so many people that I think we can kind of allow his legacy
like,
to live
on. The car's got to be damaged, right? They got to find it, whoever did this.
They get away with a lot of that stuff these days, Joe. I mean, you have soldiers from Fort Campbell get killed all the time and hit and runs. There's just no morality anymore when people, you know, say, hey, I did this, and they don't want to own it.
It's very disappointing. He pushed me out of the way. TSU student sacrifices his life in fatal hit and run. Let's see more to this story. Here's Fox 17.
It happened so fast, but yeah, he like pushed me out the way, and I think he got like the blood of it all.
A beloved Tennessee State University football player is killed in a hit and run, pushing his girlfriend out of the way of that car to save her life. Chazon Page is being honored tonight across the TSU community.
I do like this outfit.
And by his loved ones here in Nashville. This
when it comes to all the news stuff, and I'm sorry to distract from the story, but Fox 17. They know how to dress the best out of all of them. WKRN, News 2, News Channel 5, WSMV 4, Fox 17. They're on Fleet. Is it on Fleek or on Fleet? No cap.
As police are now searching for the driver of that speeding car who witnesses say did not stop.
Yeah, it makes me sick too,
Justin. A standout teammate at both Lipscomb Academy and for the TSU Tigers. Chazon Page's place on the field and in the hearts of those who loved him will never be replaced, according to his father, Rico.
C. Page. His nickname. All the football players call him C. Page.
Could you imagine that, too?
C. Page, as he was nicknamed, has a smile remembered by nearly everyone we spoke to.
Right?
His smile is big. Everywhere you go, he always smiles. And I said, his smile is so great that you make him mad, he still will be smiling at you.
Metro Police say Chazon Page was walking his girlfriend and some other friends to their car early Sunday morning, crossing Gallatin Pike near Marion Avenue. That's when his girlfriend says a dark red car, a sedan, or possibly a smaller SUV, sped near them.
Appreciate it, Jordan.
A car like was going like probably 100 miles an hour down the street.
She says Chazon sacrificed.
Yeah, by the way, Gallatin Pike, Nashville sucks.
Oh.
Okay? Get out.
Absolutely.
Nashville sucks. If you're going there to visit, be careful. Enjoy. Have fun. But, man, keep your head on a swivel.
But you know, JP's kid got killed last year in a car.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Crazy.
Horrible.
And Gallatin Pike, terrible.
His life to save hers.
I don't know how like it got situated to where he pushed me out the way, but because it happened so fast, but yeah, he like pushed me out the way, and I think he got like the blood of it all.
That impact, ending the offensive lineman's promising future as a sports physical therapist, his major, his family, friends, and teammates left with immeasurable grief.
I saw Rod at the hospital last night, and I just told him Just be strong. Just remember the good thing that he did for y'all. And just remember the smile.
A smile that will be remembered as much as Chazon's caring nature, positive attitude, and leadership both on and off the field.
And the family tells me they wish for any donations to go to the TSU football team. Our hearts certainly go out to them tonight. And we'll keep you updated as detectives continue to work to find the driver of that dark red sedan or smaller SUV.
Well, damn. Well, I hope that he's, I hope he made everything right with his maker.
Sure. I mean, that's a fair comment, though, when... When the libs run a city, I mean, you see.
Oh, Justin in the comments, you know, yeah.
We're moving towards around there anyway. I mean, Nashville moving towards what Memphis has got problems with, Knoxville.
Well, local elections more important than federal elections.
Way more.
Absolutely. Directs you effectively immediately.
I mean, what our state does, I mean, down at the state level, things like that. I mean, when we're doing local, especially in Nashville. Huge impacts.
Absolutely.
On what happens to people.
Like when they stopped enforcing laws against street racing and stuff like that, look what happens. People, I'll just speed up whatever.
Race, yeah.
Right. Shout out to TSU and their now fallen star. Right. Yeah, state over fed rights every day. Every day. Remember, it is the states that created the federal government, not the other way around. Don't forget that. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, the whole bit. Ah, Clarksville's third base on Riverside Drive. I like that river. We underutilize the river here in Clarksville. The Cumberland River.
Ooh, it's really polluted, though.
Yeah.
It's really nasty.
I know how to clean it. Chlorine. It worked for my father's pool.
It'll kill all the fish, though.
Okay. Is that not good?
It's not good for the sportsman aspect of what we do here in Clarksville. But, I mean, you know, with all the traffic, because it's not really pollution from, like, we're dumping stuff into it right now.
Yeah.
It's from all of the river traffic. Because, I mean, there's a lot of actually tours and stuff that go through there.
That's right.
Like the paddle boats and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a thing. I mean, so they're making money off of that.
I hear tell, you know, the other side of the river, you know, not much developed, right?
No.
I hear tell you may or may not see a boardwalk with some businesses go up on the other side.
I may or may not have heard something like that, just like with the baseball stadium.
You may or may not.
The baseball stadium thing, you know.
College Street Baseball.
Really excited about that.
Yeah, happens, that'd be great.
I know a certain brewery that might be able to pull something out of that.
Hear tell also in that potential baseball condo complex hotels, a Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Hey, go check out Clarksville's third base. All right, here we go. Next up. Should illegal aliens in Tennessee be deported?
Yes, absolutely.
Jared goes yes. I say no. Just to make it interesting.
Just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
I was like,
just to make it interesting. Right.
So this is, of course, where we're at in this country right now. Okay. Because what the other side wants to do is they want to make, that's why they're against voter ID, which is stupid because.
Well, I'm going to play the devil's advocate because I'm against deporting them.
Play the devil's advocate.
Voter ID is racist.
Okay. Why?
Because minorities are not smart enough to get a driver's license or
that's
anything.
Right. Yeah, so this you have to have a license or an identification to do everything.
They're underprivileged to get a license.
So now these people are stupid.
What do you mean these people?
These people.
I'm just playing the advocate.
So they can't go and get a driver's license. You literally they can't buy booze.
Uh huh.
Can't buy.
I know.
Gun, can't
they're marginalized.
Insurance.
Right.
It's one of those things where
they can't have bank. They can't open up bank accounts.
The news wants to say, oh, they're under. I'm like, dude, nobody that I know. And I know a lot of people just like you. Everybody has a license.
Everybody. Everybody's got everybody. If it's not a license, it's an identification.
Exactly. Some right. kind of ID.
So. That's right. Thank you for the heads up there, Christina. How is a person illegal? Nobody's illegal. Humans are humans.
how is a person illegal? So if it's against the law to come into this country illegally, a.k.a. if you breach the wire to enter, you're here illegally, okay?
That's felonious, too.
Felonious. So we have ports of entry. We're glad to take your sick, you're tired, you're hungry.
Through the ports.
Privilege through, through the ports of entry so that way we can document it and make sure that you're here legally.
Let's take a look. Here's here's WSMV. Immigration laws all across She's my new favorite,
Governor
Lauren Lowry.
Just signed a new law requiring all police in the state to report any illegal immigrants. They come
across
a
lot of
ICE
hand jewelry.
And help turn them in. This
She's all fidgety, too. Why is she all fidgety? Sorry to distract from the story. What is she all nervous about? Well, you know what? I think she's thinking of me. Lauren Lowry.
Report any illegal immigrants. They come across to ICE and then help
I
turn them in.
Here. I wish this was
Joe. This will take effect July 1st. Right now, law enforcement is not specifically required to report illegal immigrants to the government, but a legislative analysis found most, if not all, law enforcement agencies in the state already do this.
Governor Lee says it's just...
Yeah, Jim Crow. I know. Those Democrats in there, Jim Crow laws. I'm totally against it, too.
Absolutely.
The KKK Democrats. I'm all against it. I'm not for it. Right. You're absolutely right, Jared. Jordan, absolutely.
Common sense, and it'll help keep our state safe.
It's important that the appropriate authorities are notified of the status of that individual. I think that makes sense.
We're also hearing from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell tonight. He's not so sure this is a good idea. Metro police are worried the new law could erode the trust that officers built, that they have built with immigrant communities, while also giving them more work, but no new support. O'Connell says the city's legal team is going to take a closer look at this new law.
It was clear that police chiefs across the state were not very supportive of this, and part of the reason for is the bill doesn't offer anything by way
of
additional training or funding for anything that might change, but we'll be talking to legal extensively now that it's been signed.
Immigration has been one of Governor Lee's top priorities this year. He visited Eagle Pass, Texas in February. He's deployed hundreds of Tennessee National Guardsmen.
Sanctuary cities, which Nashville, this guy wants Nashville, the mayor, the mayor wants Nashville to become a sanctuary city. It's a violation of the Constitution. It's illegal. Because they're already federally breaking the law by entering illegally.
See, it's not just that we have people coming in illegally. Okay, I understand that. We have people from different countries. But you have to look at what's coming in with them. Okay, so
the fentanyl,
terrorists,
the kids.
People who are taking advantage of women and children. I mean, they're allowing these people to flow in because, I mean, what did they catch, like 20, 30 people from China a couple weeks ago?
Oh.
And the all military age males, you know, when it says military age males, understand they think that that could be militarized. Okay.
Since fiscal year 2023, Chinese nationals apprehended at the border, 46,000.
46,000 people.
46,000 Chinese nationals apprehended. Right. It has nothing to do with race, whatever. Doesn't matter what country you come from. If you're entering illegally, you're doing it for something. And that something is definitely you. And it has nothing to do with bettering communities or whatever.
But look at Chicago. Look at Chicago right now, or New York.
Oh, Chicago residents are getting pissed.
They're going broke paying for people that are there illegally. Going broke. New York, the same thing. They're going broke. They like gave them a whole hotel to live in. Yeah. And it's like a cesspool. It's like full of drugs, all kind of crazy stuff going on. Why?
This mayor of Nashville, okay, you guys, Freddie, you guys voted in a Marxist, in the closet Marxist. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
To the border to help.
All right. So there you go. Should illegal aliens in Tennessee be deported? I say yay. I'm sorry. When it comes down to it, it comes down to business. Compassionate business. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you agree, go for it. If you disagree, go for it. Put in the comments. Let's hear it. Let's have a discussion about it. All right. here at the Office Now complex. I like it here. It's a good studio for
it's
us
a nice
here.
Place, yeah,
yeah. April, the owner, amazing. Plus, she knows how to decorate. I suck at decorating. It's not my thing. It's probably why I'm not lighting the loafers. So, yes, Office Now. Check it out, Clarksville Office Now. If you need office space, you need an address, you need to be surrounded by like-minded entrepreneurs, check out ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com. Take the virtual tour. All right, next up. Let's see. We got, okay. Anytime this reporter, Andy Cordan, does a story, I have to cover it. So, Jared, thank you for being a part of my fetish of Andy Cordan. Because he takes news stories and he puts in like PowerPoint graphics and it really looks like an eighth grader's project. But I love it. It's the best. So I'm hoping that he does it with this story about this driver of a stolen vehicle who collides with an officer over in Nolensville, Tennessee. Yep. There it is. The PowerPoint King at it again. Let's see if he does. Let's see if he continues. And plus, he has the best ties.
Moment WKR. For Nolensville police after the driver of a stolen car refuses to pull over. Let's go to Andy Cordani. He's been following this serious story and joins us right now with the latest.
Let's see the tire. Let's see
hey
the
there, Mark. You know, the car was stolen out of Nashville back in November last year. Now, this past Friday, it went by an LPR camera in Nolensville, and when police went to stop it, this happened.
Oh. As soon as Nolensville police attempt to stop this stolen Maxima, it flips on the officer, impacting the police car.
Ooh. Hey, Tim, they just hit me.
Watch that again.
Okay.
No.
Yep, he hit him.
This is another view of that speeding Maxima passing a second arriving unit.
I do not like thieves. I do not like thieves.
No, sir.
It's not yours. It's not yours.
Within moments, three Nolensville squad cars are behind the driver. In the end, traffic's too heavy, and the bad guy gets away.
Oh.
Thankfully, the officer is not hurt, but Boo. His push bar will have to be replaced.
It had been reported that another agency had chased them the night before. So just the night before, he had ran from police. Today, he's back in our... Or Friday, he was back
Come
in our
on, where's
city
all the
running
graphics?
Again from police. And this time, he had hit a police car. But once again, the way LPRs help us out to let us know the bad guys are in our city, we try and go find them as quick as we can to see what they're here for. Unfortunately, this time, we couldn't find out.
Now that stolen white Maxima is sure to have body damage on the driver's side, probably back towards the rear of the car. If you've seen that stolen vehicle, call Nolensville PD. Back to you.
No PowerPoint graphics or anything.
No.
I'm a little disappointed in this one.
That was not very climactic.
See, here's the problem. They're rushing him. This is an art what this guy does. Let this artist paint. Don't rush his brush.
Well, he's doing right. I mean, we're talking about him. So, I mean, you know,
that's
right. He's winning in that asset. Winning.
Yeah, keep winning, Andy Cordan. Don't let them keep you down. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Ah, rooftop trivia. Skyline 500, downtown. Shelby's Trio. Downtown. I got a story about downtown with parking. Parking's not too bad.
It's not too good either.
They're almost done with the one garage behind the Roxy. They got another garage going up. But Joe's garage, Shelby's Trio, the first level's Joe's garage. Joe Maynard owns it. He bought the crack houses that were across the street. And that's the only way I can explain them.
Yeah, they're run down. Yeah, they're bad.
Got torn them down. Concrete created parking. Beautiful. Check it out. Downtown. Skyline 500, Shelby's Trio. All right. Speaking of which, why is parking in downtown Clarksville really free on Mondays now? Check this out from WKRN.
If you're driving in Middle Tennessee, you know just how real the struggle to find parking is. Even
Good
if
dress.
You do find a spot, it can come at a high price. Jaxie Pigeon joins us now from downtown Clarksville with a recent
Better
change
outfit.
To help ease this process.
Well, Nikki, as a way to encourage folks to come explore downtown Clarksville, the city has now extended free parking to be on Mondays as well. It's at any of the street side meters just like this one. There's about 200 of them throughout the downtown area. Now, this was a collaborative decision between Clarksville Mayor Joe Pitts and the Parking Commission. Downtown parking had previously only been free on weekends, holidays, and evenings after 5 o'clock. That will remain the same, but with Mondays being free now, the new enforcement hours of 8 to 5 only apply Tuesday to Friday. Now, this only goes for street metered parking, not parking garage.
I'll give you a tip, by the way. See how it says parking free all days after 5 p.m.? They get off at work at like 4:30. Okay, so just to give you a little heads up.
Shift changes at 6.
All right, so for the parking, hey, if you need to park at 4:30, maybe don't put a quarter in. All right, I think you'll be all right.
Parking downtown is the worst, the worst. Don't go there. The only reason they have free, the only reason they want to charge is because they know you have to go to court there. You have to go to court downtown. It's got to happen, and they're going to charge you, period, all day long. That's why Tuesday through Friday, they know everybody's got to come to court, so there's no parking downtown at all. It's ridiculous. So now you.
I like the garages being put up. I used to live on Strawberry Alley before I bought the house, which is also downtown, but it's just not right there on Strawberry or Franklin. I would park. There was this electric car vehicle spot, right? It didn't work, and so I would park there because it was right in front of my apartment. And then I would get tickets because I was an electric vehicle. So I told the parking lady, okay, the meter maid. She didn't like being called meter maid either. I said, hey, no, it's electric. It's electric. She goes, no, it's not. I go, yeah. So the next day, I put an extension cord underneath my hood, and I threw it onto the station, the charging station, and I left it there. And ever since then, she hated me. And I must have hundreds of dollars worth of tickets. Of course, I paid them all. But yeah.
You're being that guy, Joe. You're being that guy. He was like, I've got it's an electric vehicle. Yeah.
It's electric. The electric station was broken. It didn't work.
It's not ever going to work. That's why.
Clarksville building.
Guess what? It's not there anymore. They removed it.
Finally.
And facilities maintenance director Michael Palmore says he hopes this will draw more visitors to come check out
the
historic downtown
vets
district
plates.
Has to offer.
You can park wherever you want, no charge.
This really is just kind of evolving amazing. Into a way for us.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Thank you for addressing that, Justin. Yeah, if you have disabled vet plates, which I should get, you know what? Like with the electric, I'll just draw a DV on my license plate.
See, if you got your 100% letter,
I don't have 100%.
I've got 100%. So, I mean, I trotted it down to the county, and they gave me my tag. And
I got to put in for that.
All you got to do is upgrade, Joe.
Yeah?
We do a whole thing on e-benefits,
Yeah?
For the VA, yeah.
All right, let's talk later.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to look into that.
To kind of modernize it a little.
Because I'm breaking down. Age sucks. Aging sucks.
And just kind of open it up to give people just an opportunity not to use any of the technology and just kind of just free park.
And Palmore says coming up later this summer, a new city-funded parking garage will be at First and Commerce. It'll be 8 stories tall and offer about 600 spaces, nearly doubling the parking available for all of the downtown area. Live in Clarksville, Jaxie Pigeon, News 2.
All right, better Alpha. Here's a real reason why free parking on Mondays. They can't afford to staff on Mondays for this parking commission.
You're probably right, Joe.
They can't afford it. They're not making the money. There's no revenue coming in. All right? Like what I said, I was lying. It wasn't me that was doing the electric car fake. Okay? It was a buddy of mine. So that buddy of mine who hasn't paid these parking tickets is not alone. Nobody's paying these parking tickets because there's no enforcement of paying these parking tickets. So there is no revenue coming in to pay these people to put out tickets. It's just not happening. So I believe Monday's free parking because, sorry, we can't employ you. We just don't have the money for it.
We've spent a large amount of money, Joe, on like the arena, things like that. You know, there's other projects going on, and that they're playing the long game. I get it. They're playing the long game. But in the short term, it's hurting everything. Everything.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just not – sometimes we have to think fiscally, and most of the time we don't.
I can't wait for that that ballpark to be built down there.
That'll be good.
That'll be good. Justin, 100 PT. Joe, the benefits are unreal. Get your – yeah, I know. I was going through this phase, especially when I got out. I'm good. There's guys out there that need it more than me. You know that mentality.
Sure.
That mentality's gone. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's selfish, but I'm starting to realize, man, that army took the living piss out of me.
Oh, dude.
And I'm not realizing it now until I'm getting older. Because, you know, when I first got out, I was freaking, yeah, I'm invincible. Invincible. And now I wake up and go, why is my elbow injured?
Yeah, you know, that's
my knees. What's going on?
I try to tell guys when you get out, you know, so there's only one of you. Your replacement was being trained last year.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I mean,
yep.
If you don't take care of yourself, the big machine will not care.
Okay? I was wrong. I thought that, okay, I'm good. And let me tell you, there's some guys out there that really put bad taste in my mouth. Because I knew that they were more than fine. And they did nothing in the service. But hey. Yeah, I'll look into it. Yeah, I hear you. The earn it part. I hear you. Hey, by the way, O'Connor's on exit one. Say hello to Gary the Guardrail. Yes, O'Connor's back open. The state and Fed screwed up that Buc-ee's deal with the off-ramp.
Oh.
And Buc-ee's was like, we're not playing games. See ya. We're not here to play games. That's why I love business. They're like, listen, we're here to make money. I'm not here to waste time.
It's not a charity event, Joe. It's not a charity event, okay?
You can't take thanks to the bank.
No.
So Greg of O'Connor's was like, all right, I'll just reopen it. Boom. Well, go check him out. They did a nice job out there. They got all that volleyball that's starting up at the beach volleyball courts. Some wear bikinis. Oh. Okay, sorry. Sorry. So, yesterday I did a story on this couple from Clarksville that got married at the Eclipse. You're not doing the Eclipse. And I changed the image, but I didn't change the sound of the slide. So that's why you still got the Here Comes the Bride. I'm sorry.
I was wondering, Joe. I was like, well, where does this fit in?
I have a big announcement. Mom, I'm getting married. I want to get married.
Again?
No. First time. No kids. I think it's time. Maybe she's here in Clarksville. Maybe. Hey, we had a four-vehicle crash, partially blocked Fort Campbell Boulevard. We love crashes here in Clarksville.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
We love not using blinkers in Clarksville.
That's why I would never ride a motorcycle in this town.
Yo.
Police say this happened on Fort Campbell Boulevard at Cunningham Lane around 9:45 last night. We understand at least one person was hurt, but police say the injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. The cause of the crash is still under investigation this morning.
Jerks, that's the cause of crash.
People touching their phone while they're driving.
I'm so good at it, though.
I
got to stop, though. I don't do it often.
Your vehicle, unless you're going to pay for your vehicle to drive itself, which I think in itself is going to be dangerous one of these days.
That's right.
That's what you have to look out for, Joe.
There's also a three-vehicle crash.
Three vehicles involved in a crash today in Clarksville. It happened in Ashland City Road, Edmondson Ferry Road. A lot of lanes were shut down for a short period.
Oh, that's a tough one, too. This is Edmondson Ferry Road. This is Ashland City Road. You know, heading towards... Yeah, this is a tough area. Especially if you're here at this light, because it takes forever. You're just sitting there.
There were injuries, but they didn't say how many people were hurt or what led up to that crash.
All right. that's not the woman, but the Clarksville woman is wanted for theft. This is just the beginning of the video clip. It's just clipped wrong. That is not a woman. That's a traveling pastor, I believe, who was got caught touching kids. Don't do it. Leave the kids alone.
Clarksville police want to know if this woman looks familiar to you.
I like her outfit.
She's accused of stealing credit cards and cash from a retirement home.
Oh, come on, ma'am.
Walked in and asked for a job, then went into an office, grabbed cards and cash, and then left. She tried to use one of the credit cards at Dollar General, but the transaction declined.
Thieves. Thieves. I don't like them. But I do like this outfit. And it must be cold in there. They got that AC blast.
Maybe it was the other day, you know, because we had that little cold snap for a few days.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
that's right.
You know, it's everybody was, we're stealing and stuff.
Wow. Oh, enough. And I'm glad here we do have a district attorney who prosecutes.
Sure.
Robert Nash. Like him, don't like him, I hear you. But I'm telling you, you got these other counties who DAs don't prosecute petty thefts. Nope. The broken window theory. Hey, this man is sought for firing shots into a Clarksville apartment. Let's take a look. Andre Clifton.
Trying to find a man wanted for aggravated domestic assault. Now, police say it was this morning when Andre Clifton fired six rounds into an occupied apartment on Jack Miller Boulevard before fleeing the scene in a maroon vehicle. So officers say they found that vehicle at a residence on Senator Drive, and they believe Clifton may now be driving a black 2012 Chevy Impala. Oh. Police say Clifton should be considered armed and dangerous, so if you see this man, they say don't approach him. Make sure you call Clarksville police instead.
Yeah, that's good. That's why you pack.
I mean, he did shoot into an apartment building. So yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, I get that. I mean, prosecute these people. I mean, they should be prosecuted. I mean, be other places, be like San Francisco, where they don't prosecute people blazingly robbing a store. You know, you roll in there with a shopping cart and take out thousands of dollars worth of stuff. You know?
That's right.
Why not? Let's just do that, Joe.
$1,000.
Anarchy. Anarchy everywhere.
Book them. Send them out. Nope. Doesn't work. And Chris Early brings up a good point about Robert Nash, our district attorney. Mm-hmm. You like him unless he prosecutes you. That's a good point. I'm not being prosecuted. I don't think I did anything to be prosecuted, allegedly. You're talking to a sociology major, Joe. Broken window theory is right up my alley.
There we go.
Jordan, pick a day to come on the show. Come in the studio. Come hang out with us. You're more than welcome to. Absolutely. We'll talk about the broken window. Oh, I like her, by the way. I'm a fan of her.
I can tell.
Yep. I think it's blondes. I think I got a thing for blondes.
Well, you got to pick one and stick with it, Joe. You know, you have to do that. Pick one and stick one.
I'm working on it. So this missing 65-year-old out of Clarksville. Let's take a look.
So tonight, a silver alert has been issued for a 67-year-old man out of Clarksville. This is Joe Dave McDowell. He was last seen at his hotel in Clarksville around 1:30 this morning. The TBI says he was driving a blue 2018 Nissan Rogue with the Tennessee tag. That's a picture of that vehicle. Police say Joe has a medical condition that could impact his ability to get home without anyone's help. So anyone with information is asked to call police.
Would you say that this man has gone rogue?
You know, if they put out a silver alert, maybe the guy has dementia, but then you never can tell these days. He may have been doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, and then something popped up and he rolled. You know, he ran on it.
Can you guess what city they found him in?
Nashville.
Close.
Some good news this morning. A Clarksville man at the center of a silver alert
was found safe.
Oh. Joe Dave McDowell was reported missing Saturday morning. The TBI says he
has since been found
in Memphis.
Yeah, don't go to Memphis.
Why would you?
You're lucky you're found safe.
Yeah, why would you go to Memphis? It's a horrible place to live.
Should have went to Laverne.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least then you're one team, one fight over there.
It's messed up. So Justin goes, I'm waiting for the Tennessee bill that allows you to engage to protect property to pass. Yes. Stupid poop will stop once these dirtbags start getting shot.
Wow.
I should get married. Maybe this is subliminal. Maybe this music is here for a reason. Maybe.
Maybe, Joe. Maybe it's time.
I thought I had the girl too. Man, it just started getting. I just got ghosted the other day.
Somebody ghosted. Joe Padula.
They don't like the schedule. They don't like the work schedule. That's the big issue, is the work schedule.
You are very driven, Joe. Very driven.
I want to give.
You're driven.
I want to give. I want to perform for the people. Make sure they're having a good time. Party with a purpose. Maybe you can party with a purpose with me. Together.
You got to get somebody that'll do the show with you. You know, like Joe and Trixie, you know, or Joe and and Missy or something. You know, somebody that's going to do the show with you. You know, sun to your moon. You know, that kind of thing.
Jared, I it never ends well. I'll show you the side of my car with her terrible penmanship. I know. Ah, yes. Tonight at Old Dave's Brew House. Man, it's 2088 Lowe's Drive. The place is great. The place looks great. The beer is great. Like what we were talking about earlier, the friggin' food. It's not bar food. This is damn good food. And the trivia is a good time. I added... It starts at 7 o'clock. Come on out. Hey, don't bring the kids. You know, it's not that it's like raunchy or fat. It's just for adults. It's nice to get away. Tell you what, bring the kids, leave them in the car. Crack the window. So, no, don't do that. Let's just drop them off in Kroger. Pick them up afterwards. So, or at China King Buffet. You know, they'll have fun with that soft serve ice cream.
I believe they will let them hang out in there. You know, it could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe give the waitress $10 to watch them. Or they'll put them to work in the back.
I love
Could
it.
Could be. put them to work. Old Dave's Brew House and Best in Town. I mean, that's just what it is.
So good. But I added a new category to trivia.
Right on.
I've been experimenting with this. And it seems to be going over pretty well. And I would like to experiment with you. So are you ready to play some Old Dave's Brew House trivia?
I'm ready, Joe.
Yes. Look at those tears. No.
Stun gun, pepper spray, nightstick.
All right, here we go.
It has begun.
It has begun. I created a round of Jeopardy. But it's not just Jeopardy, it's Joe Padula Jeopardy. So each team gets to pick a category. Because I create five categories. Maybe six. Then they get to pick a wager. Now, if they get it right, they get the points. If they get it wrong, they lose the points. Yep, and each team gets to go twice. So say we go from A to Z, Z to A. And that's the end of the rounds. We move forward to the next one. So here's tonight's topics. Video game noises. Over-the-counter pain relievers. Group dances. Courtroom characters, D's nuts, words beginning with D, and topless men. It's for the ladies.
I don't know if he doesn't like that.
It's for the ladies.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Last week I had the booties for the guys. All right, here we go. Jared, would you like to pick a category, and how much would you like to wager?
Courtroom characters... For one.
Okay, here we go.
Joe.
Courtroom characters for one. He was in court in 2023.
That would be Mr. Murdoch.
Boom! On fire. Boom, 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 boom. So now, I just click here, right? And it brings us back to the main board. Telling you, working this, figuring this all out was amazing. Okay, now you get to pick another one. And look, this one's eliminated, so you can't pick it.
How about these nuts?
For how much?
For two.
D's nuts for two. The answer. Any day now.
Trivia Zach has slipped on this one, right?
My computer is slow. I need a new computer.
I should have picked for
No, yeah. It wasn't your choice. It was just a computer saying, I'm tired. Right. I've had enough, Joe.
Wow, is this like Windows? One, you know, like from the 90s.
It is an old computer. It is time to upgrade it. The issue is, with this computer, it's a tower. The USB ports, as you see, there's many cameras in here. Because sometimes I have to broadcast with seven people going at one time. But all right. Screw it. We'll do it live. Oh, okay, here we go. It popped up. Okay. It's just five letters, but he could be facing a lifetime in prison. Words that begin with D. This is a name, or a nickname, I should say.
Donald.
D-O-N-A-L-D. Five letters. It's just five letters, but he could be facing a lifetime in prison. Just got arrested. Joe is using dial-up. It's not dial-up. Okay?
Ooh. So he could be, but he could be, this is recent.
Uh-huh. And actually, there's three Ds in his name, in his nickname. And an I and a Y. Three Ds.
Diddy.
Boom! Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Diddy. Yeah, Diddy.
Oh, what's going on over there?
You know, oh, all boy. These famous people are going to have issues these days. You know, something's going to happen. Jordan. Maybe if they ever decide to stop allowing people to touch children.
Leave the kids alone. That's all. That's it. Stop it. As Arnold would say, stop it.
Sure.
All right. What category and how much?
Let's try over-the-counter pain relievers for one.
Ooh. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer?
Fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Very good, very good. All right, keep going. You're on fire.
How about video game noises for one?
Okay, video game noises for one. This is the sound of this video game.
Boom shakalaka! Come on! He's heating up! He's on fire!
What is the question? Boom shakalaka. He's on fire.
Oh, what is that like?
You might have some help in the
NBA,
comments.
The NBA Jams.
Boom!
Boom shakalaka.
Very good. Jordan, nice job. Yeah, this game was great. This was the first game where I got to actually, like, the heads look like the players, you know? And it was a good game. It really was enjoyable.
That was old school.
That was old school, you know, doing a dunk from half court. Pretty cool. All right, you got a few more in you?
Sure, Joe.
Here we go, Jared. What category? How much?
Topless men for one.
Topless men for one. This topless man was once a twin and promised to return.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
Yes, very good. The honor. Get out of here. Stop it. Have you been eating other kids' lunches? Stop it. I loved him in Twins. I thought that was a great movie.
It's a great movie. It was a great break for him as a character.
Yes.
To do something different.
It humanized him.
Of course.
If not for Twins, I truly believe this man still would have been typecasted as just...
The Terminator, you know, Conan,
right.
You know, just...
That's it.
Commando, that kind of stuff, you know. Get
to the chopper, do it. Right.
He did Kindergarten Cop after that. So, I mean, you know.
Exactly.
Human.
Right. You know. It definitely humanized him, right. And then he got pregnant in junior. Yeah, it's not the tumor. Our mother could hardly let us apart. Yeah. Did Diddy diddle the littles? Allegedly. We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
And in the comments, pick a category and pick a wager. Jared, you're up. What do you say?
How about topless men for two?
Here we go. The answer. This topless man almost killed a cop six stories below. Also recent news. It's a country music singer.
Oh, it's I don't know the guy's name. Was it Clay Aiken or something? Or
Morgan Wallen.
There you go. Back.
Which I think was a publicity stunt, by the way.
I think you may be right.
Okay, like the cop almost got hit. Nobody got hurt. The chair at 6:30 in the afternoon, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's coming out with an album.
Sure,
he needs a mugshot. What do we know? What happens when people get mugshots?
They get famous.
Their polling increases and they start leading in the national polls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Ding, ding.
All right. Group dances for four. Jordan's going group dances for four. All right. Here we go. The answer is a daily double.
A daily double.
Daily double. All right. So in the daily doubles, you get to either wager zero or 10. Yeah, through 0 through 10, you get to pick. Jared, would you like to pick for them their wager?
Let's go for 10.
Oh,
let's go for bro.
Jordan's like, no. Okay. Or tell your Aunt Louise. Tell anything you please. Myself already knows I'm not okay. Paraphrase. Parentheses. Should have pulled out 31 years ago. Name the group dance. Jared, what do you think it is?
The Macarena or something? Oh, no, it's kind of not a joke.
What is Achy Breaky Heart? That's right. Look at them. And yeah, should have pulled out 31 years ago. Do you know how old Miley Cyrus is?
I have no clue.
31.
Jesus.
31.
Wow.
I should have said, should have pulled out 31 years and 9 months ago.
Thinking on this thing.
So there you go.
They're not all first time. They're not all first round draft picks, Joe. They're
yeah.
Just not.
Yep. So we got all these questions. It's all fun. It really is.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. Not bad, right? It's not bad. So, and then I just click this button right here, right? You know, a little inside the action, and this brings us back to the. Yes. Very good. That's our Jeopardy round, everybody. Nice job, Jared. Way to go. Way to go.
Got a couple of those, yeah.
So yeah, come on out. Okay. It's every Tuesday, Old Dave's Brewhouse Trivia Night. That's right. We got episode 14 tonight. So, yeah, we'll have a good time. It always is. Always is. It's the people that make it fun. It really is. Good crowd, good people over there, good brews, good food. Can't go wrong. Absolutely. All right, let's get out of here. Once again, like, subscribe. Hey, share this video too, okay? You know, all we did is have a honest conversation. Trying to look at problems out there, trying to figure out solutions. Because, Jed, I mean, we got to keep strong. And we got to move along. And we got to write back what is wrong. And then move along and continue that mission.
That's right, Joe.
That's it, man. I appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Absolutely. You got anything coming up? Any special events?
Well, we got of course, we have Trivia Tonight at Old Dave's.
That's right.
We have some live music going on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
7 to 10. And of course, we have our Bloody Mary flights on Sunday. You know, that's always
Ooh.
Good. Yeah. It's always good, yeah.
I got to get in there on a Sunday.
Yeah. Got to come check it out.
I'm in. Yes, peace, love, rock and roll. Yes, you guys are great. Thank you for your comments and being a part of this conversation. And, yeah. Hey, I'm Joe Padula. Oh, yeah, Jared, I forgot to tell you. When we exit out, we will do like what we did in the beginning. And, yeah, we'll exit out like that. Here, I'm Joe Padula. And then you go, I'm Jared.
I'm Jared Stover.
And this was the local news you needed to know. Absolutely.
Absolutely.